Insight Now has a dedicated live channel on SBS On Demand. That means episodes of Insight play back-to-back non-stop. Go to SBS On Demand, scroll down to the featured live channels, and then select Insight. It's that easy.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ethiopia, a country which over the last century has spent more than 30 years in a state of war, is among the world's most contaminated by landmines. Anti-personnel mine contamination affects at least 57 countries around the world. Seven remain massively contaminated, including Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Cambodia, Ethiopia, Iraq, Turkey, and Ukraine. Speaking at United Nations headquarters in New York, Rob Sifrit, the UN's chief of the Mine Action Program in Ethiopia, said those hidden munitions are still taking a toll, even in times of peace.
Over the last 5 years, there have been at least 1,500 victims of explosive ordnance accidents of various sorts. Of these, well over 50% have been children.
He says that's because of children's natural curiosity.
And this frequently leads in all countries with explosive ordnance contamination to the most tragic accidents with children innocently playing with something that they don't understand.
Rob Sifrit's Sudan counterpart, Mohamed Sadiq Rashid, calls the scale of contamination in Sudan alarming because the war is being fought in cities.
In Khartoum, explosive hazards are widespread, found in homes, on roads, in schools, in hospitals, across critical infrastructure, often mixed with rubble. In addition, a landmine threat has emerged, with seven minefields identified so far in the city.
In December last year, the Landmine Monitor 2025 report said civilian deaths and injuries from landmines and explosive remnants of war have risen to their highest level in 4 years. It documents more than 6,000 casualties in 2024. The report warns that the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty faces its most serious challenge in decades. Mohamed Sadiq Rashid, chief of the Mine Action Program in Sudan, says around 134 million people are at risk from these munitions, and the situation is getting worse.
The scale of contamination is growing, while the response remains limited.
That contamination is not just growing in African and Asian countries. Five European states, Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland, are moving to legally withdraw from the treaty, citing dramatically altered security conditions after Russia's full-scale 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Carl Holm, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.